This is the 20 megabyte Dr. Bloody Who podcast. I'm Debbie Pearson and I'm in control. Now, what's this? Notes for episode 75. Right, delete. Now then, what else can I do? Feedback from Robert Hayes. Delete. Top 30 Dr. Bloody Who podcast. Delete. What's this here? Skype. Delete. That was fun. Now, I might be able to get Adam to do some jobs around the house on Monday morning.
Help. Podcast security protocols compromised. Please state intention.
Putting an end to this stupid bloody podcast.
Halt, or you will be exterminated.
Just try it.
Exterminate! Exterminate! Exterminate!
Right, let's see if there is a Dalek delete button.
Exterminate! Exterminate!
Do you ever get round to actually exterminating?
Well, if you would allow me to finish the sentence. Exterminate!
Deb, wake up. You're talking gibberish.
Well, you would know about that, wouldn't you?
What are you dreaming about?
Deleting all your bloody podcast stuff.
Yes, well, I bet you didn't dream about emptying the waste bin. That's always my job. Anyway.
That's a joke.
What happened in the end?
What do you mean?
Well, you screamed out.
I got exterminated, eventually.
And then you woke up.
APB Services, in association with who1.co.uk, present the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Welcome to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast. With me is Ben Shoveler and, for some reason, Robert Haynes.
That's my fault.
Hello. And where's Kirby?
Kirby's asleep. He didn't get up for another 55 minutes. He might get a nasty shop, so we can talk about him for a little while, and then when he turns up, pretend we didn't say a thing.
Oh, I see what I did on this stupid Skype thing, because Adam David Pearson wasn't online. I just clicked call everybody, and so it's called everyone in the whole world.
Oh, so we might get some other rather un-Doctor Who-related people joining us later on.
We may well do. Strangely enough,
I think Kirby's just hung up. Hope he didn't wake him up. We wouldn't have had his computer on overnight, would he?
No, I just
He's always got his Skype on standby, though.
Oh, cool. Well then, yes. Before we move on with certain subjects we have to discuss this week, and I will, of course, be discussing them with Kirby later on, about an hour, hopefully not going over the same ground, but it does tend to happen on this show, I've got some audio feedback, and then I played it, and it sounded like, you remember in the old days with telly, when you used to have the test card, and there used to be nothing, and then it used to come back again, and then you'd get some programmes. No, you used to get nothing. It was literally nothing.
Yeah,
it was just white noise and this sort of hissing sort of thing with the picture all sort of funny.
Now, see, the thing is, Adam, you're obviously 49 and we're all a little bit younger than that, and also not in England in one of our cases.
Well, let me assure you that you used to get that, and also you used to get it during the night after the national anthem was played. You used to get this.
God save our gracious TV.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, this is what I got from Ian. It was just a 3-minute MP3 with a hiss on it. But fortunately, Ian has a great fallback. He writes what he said down as well. So I'm going to read out what he said. Now, and it says in brackets at the beginning, Adam, please say who after I say how the miracle occurred in the second line. So it would be quite good if you both help me up that one, because I can't. I'm reading it, so I can't say it as well.
I get you.
Right, okay, here we go. Hello, okay. 20 megabyte podcast. This is Ian Kirk.
Hello.
Come with me. I can lead you to the only man who knows how the miracle occurred. So he's talking about Russell T. Davis.
Ah, right. Yeah, see what he's done there.
Olivia Colasanto could have just phoned Captain Jack and told him that Angelo was still alive and wanted to see him. Instead, she wasted an episode kidnapping Gwen's family.
Yeah.
In episode one, Rex and Gwen, in order to manipulate Captain Jack, then Olivia Colasanto did the same. Oh, sorry, Rex used Gwen. See, it's much better when I can actually use the audio feedback. Sorry, Rex used Gwen in order to manipulate Jack, and then Olivia Colasanto did the same thing to Jack, I think. Yeah. Anyway, now John DeLancey has done it. There seems to be a cue. Jack said, Angelo, did you see Ianto Jones? It looks like Lanto on the thing because it's the way the eye looks. Ianto Jones. I know you can't hear me, Angelo. I think Ianto's fans heard him. They all shouted, Squee! Rex is under the thumb of a tyrannical boss. Well, it's actually Q, isn't it? So obviously he's just going to vanish at some point and then reappear somewhere else. And then we'll get Jean-Luc Picard suddenly turning up and saying, Q, go away. Perhaps. Sorry, that's not what he wrote. I'm just saying that. Well, are you still there? Oh, good old Skype's died.
And then obviously with Adric turning up, then that sorted everything out and the whole world went back to normal, but not until William Hartnell had unregenerated from John Pertwee to mean that the Doctor still had 10 more regenerations left.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, you see, we've just sorted out the rest of the feedback for you.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, and I just banged the table. Yeah, so nobody really wanted to hear what you had to say anyway, so...
But no, well, actually, that's where you're wrong, sir, because Robert was recording that, and so he can send you...
We had a good theory.
Yeah, he can send you the details of what we were just talking about.
But and it can be probably theory. Only recording his own audio.
Yeah. unless you can turn up his bit, I don't know.
Which is a shame, because
anyway,
it was...
Which bit did I get up to, just as a matter of interest?
I don't know, but I think we just sorted out the whole of Doctor Who history.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll send it on and I'll bang it on the end of the... Oh, cool. Did you hear that diddling-diddling noise?
We did.
Well, I've downloaded a thing on my phone called Who News, and I've turned on touch notifications, and it goes off every periodically, it's annoying my wife something chronic. And it's just come up with the new Sarah Jane Adventures CBBC Autumn trailer. Apparently, it's
really?
Now out. So, it's very good, actually. I don't mind it going off. It just annoys everyone else. She just doesn't understand why anybody who would want to want constant not Doctor Who news coming Doctor through Who every news. 5 minutes.
That's your business, isn't it?
I don't think I'd like that. I think I'd like to find it out in my own time without being told by a text message.
Well, it's not spoiler related. It's just to do with the series.
No, because if it was spoiler related, you wouldn't be going anywhere near it, Adam, because we know how you feel about spoilers.
It's also got a thing of how to disable alerts as one of the news feeds they've also sent through. I must have a look at that one. A preview for Girl Who Waited. And there was something quite interesting. Dr. Colin Baker's been elected president of DWAS.
Not the Gallifreyan Council.
Yes, no. That's what I thought.
Ah, yeah. what else we got? And it was actually quite interesting. Well, the ratings for Let's Kill Hitler, 5.2 million. What else we got? Well, actually, we're more than that. Let's Kill Hitler. Oh, so anyway, I'll move on to Doctor Who news later. Let's go back to Ian's.
Let's go back to the.
Let's knock all the stuff off my pile of Doctor Who DVDs and put it back.
Okay. Right. We'll head back to the feedback, and then you can knock everything off your table then.
They arrested that Friedkin traitor, but did not search him or handcuff him. That allowed him to blow up Olivia Colasanto and the visitor at the visitor's car park. Now, Olivia Colasanto, didn't she look like that woman out of Deep Space Nine that just had a funny thing on her nose?
Is that Nana Visitor?
Pardon?
Adam, is that Nana Visitor?
Is what?
Is that her name? What was her character name, do you remember?
Deep Space Nine?
No. Yeah, it is Nana Visitor.
Is it?
Yeah, she was in Deep Space Nine, yeah.
Yeah, of course she was. I was being... Yeah. Anyway, I was talking about Q when you lot disappeared. Not really surprising, because I was talking absolute nonsense. So, Q is a bit of a nonsensical character, actually, for that matter. But, Yeah, Rex is under the thumb of a tyrannical boss. Catch and Jack is dying. Esther is having a nervous breakdown, and so is the stock market. And Gwen is crossing the Atlantic for the sixth time. Eve miles? Not like
she is getting so many air miles out of this.
This is not more like breaking air fire, miles. Mate. This is exact next words.
What, Eve miles? More like air miles, not Eve miles.
Yeah. Doctor Who, Night Terrors, must have terrified any kids who watched it. Back in series two, he said season two, but I'm fed up with this season series thing. It's series.
We're English. Well, two
series two, yeah. Episode five of Torchwood, there was a human-like alien called Adam who altered the team's memories. Yeah, that was a horrible episode, but very good nevertheless. Altered the team's memories, so they thought they had been there for years. In Night Terrors, a human-like alien called George who altered a couple's memories, so they thought he was their son. I think the landlord should have been a loan shark instead, like Kazrak Sardik in this Christmas special. It made no sense to me to have a private landlord owning that building. That's a good point, actually.
Oh, we've gone on to Doctor Who.
Yeah, he's doing both in his feedback. We'll come on to that both in a minute. I'm confused. The Doctor told Amy and Rory to try the next floor down, and for plot reasons, they used the lift instead of the stairs. The lift reminded me of the one in Beast Below. I think anybody that is in a block of flats and there's a lift nearby, if you've got choice between the lift and the stairs, generally you're going to go for the lift. To me, the dollhouse prop in the cupboard seems a bit small for the props inside. They put a scary Hitler in the cupboard. They put a scary dollhouse in the cupboard. Is there a cupboard next week?
I think has Hitler been let out the cupboard yet?
To you for a sec, Dad.
What?
No, it's fine and important. Right, Daisy, you know Daisy Perry.
Look at my pizza for me. I want a pizza. I can't do it.
But her, she's in the mainland, and she's getting the quarter to four jet, and mum doesn't finish work till five, but there's no way for her getting home. But can she stay around here for a bit until her mum picks her up?
I don't mind. It's your mother that might have some objection to that particular
plan. Can you
plan.
Ask mum then?
Well, not at the moment, I can't. She's working.
Okay. So, later?
Maybe so. Can I get on? Thank you.
No pizza! I want a pizza! Can't do me a pizza!
Is there a cupboard link? That's basically
the question. Do you eat a pizza?
Is that the real story arc? Cupboards.
Or pizzas.
Yeah. I think there might be a Matt Smith fangirls chanting. Sorry, that thing might be Matt Smith fangirls chanting Save Me From The Monsters five times each night, just in case it works. Bye for now, Ian Kirk. Thank you, Ian. Sorry that we've had problems with your feedback again. That's not my fault. Not my fault at all.
But it's good of him to narrate it. I mean, you know, write it down or type it for you.
I think it's transcribing.
I think he trusts his own technology.
Yeah.
But can I just say, right, because I'm just backing up my Doctor Who's onto DVD at the moment, and obviously we're starting with episode one. And I was just watching a bit of episode one randomly, and there's an excellent line I hadn't noticed before, where the Doctor and River are comparing diaries, and she says, "Have we done Easter Island yet?" And he said, yes, don't Easter Island, because they really worshipped you there. Have you seen the statues? I thought that was an absolutely brilliant line, because he does look like the statues of Easter Island.
So somebody else said that. Was it Chris Gallagher or something?
Quite possibly. I never say paying attention to anything.
Yeah. No, because somebody wrote that. I saw it. It was a year ago or something. You know, when you have a look at photos, and somebody said, "This looks like Matt Smith," and they had a picture of the statue from Easter Island. And that was last year.
Oh, maybe he picked up on that and put it in. So, yes, that was our feedback for this week, because Robert's actually here, so he doesn't have to do any, do you, Robert?
Yeah, I'm actually surprised.
Interactive feedback.
Robert can do his feedback.
We'll infiltrate your feedback into our discussion, so you don't actually have to write it.
Done.
Oh, for God's sake, what?
I need a pizza! I haven't had a pizza yet!
What? Yes, I'm recording the podcast, but you can't do it because you haven't watched Doctor Who!
Well,
and you've been sacked.
Well, you can be on it, but how are you going to do it with not having seen Torchwood or Doctor Who this week? Which, funny enough, are the subjects...
You can make it happen.
You've seen Torchwood, have you? Do you want to join in the Torchwood conversation, then? Oh, Alicia's coming in, and we're going to discuss Torchwood.
Oh, great. Not pizzas.
Trouble is, Hold on a minute.
Chloe, our game of tennis has been put back 3 hours because Alicia's joining
my
in.
Fishtail failed. Look, yes. Look.
What?
Fishtail.
It's very nice, Alicia, but I'm trying to find some sort of listening device for your benefit.
Can you brush my teeth? Oh, well.
Hang on.
Later.
Hang on. You sit there and talk to the chaps for a sec while I find something. Sit.
Anyway,
well, sit there for a while.
I was thinking my favourite pizza toppings at the moment.
Ah, that hurt.
Pizzas,
I like
yeah.
a bit of hickory steak on my pizza.
Oh, sounds great.
Yeah.
I had a couple of pizzas last week.
No. I had a pizza last week.
Beautiful.
Which is kind of strange because, you know, I'm allergic to cheese.
What? Are you lactose intolerant?
I am a little bit lactose, yeah, but only, and it's really bizarre. And which probably will have people phoning in their maybe tens saying I'm being ridiculous, but only in the evening. I can eat cheese at lunchtime and I'm fine. If I eat cheese in the evening, then well, let's just say
you're not actually saying anything. What's the point? Point move.
I guess.
Oh, don't you dare!
Get out of my way, so as I can
don't
sit down.
Don't ruin the hair.
Get out of the way, so as I can sit down. Then.
How's your hair, Robert? By the way, as we're now talking about hair in the podcast.
Well, they're talking
my
about
hair. Losing hair.
Have you brushed it today? Washed it?
It's a bit of a mess because I've been cleaning the oven.
I hate that. You get pizza in your hair.
Oh my god, uniform. God,
pizza man. All over the bloody place.
Oh man, seriously. See, with my hair, it is falling out still. I did a charity fun day yesterday for the supportcarlbart.com fundraising charity, which you need to check out on the internet because it's a friend of mine's brother who's had an accident in Thailand, I think, on his motorbike, and he's in intensive care. We've got to raise money to bring him home. So we're a charity.
That's a lot.
And, well, yes, because people don't wear crash helmets out there for some silly reason.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I had a photo taken yesterday when I was there, and they put it on a mug for me, but I look like I'm half bald on it. I look like I've got a bit of coma.
I'm not very impressive. You're not even joking?
This is going to make the podcast. Yeah.
A bit like, you know, the PlayStation Eye, how... well, on the AFL football game here, you can put your face on a character player.
Yeah, you can do
and
that.
They just look so freaky. They just look freaky, though.
What's really strange is I look more like one of my mates than I do me, which is really strange.
One second, I need to put him in the right ear roll.
The right ear roll?
Yeah. But so that's a bit strange, but I suppose what it is, it's because I'm 6'3", and so I never see the top
get
of my head.
Get off that.
Because everyone
you're
who
63.
Does look... I'm 6'3".
Right, shall we get going? Never mind talking about being 6'3", and I will keep in your little...
I don't get an introduction, then.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Alicia Pearson.
Hey.
Alicia has decided to join us, unscheduled, to talk about...
she said I was banned from the podcast.
I've never said you were banned.
You did.
To talk about the latest episode of Torchwood. Now, this episode of Torchwood...
We're talking about my hair.
No, we're not talking about your hair just yet. That's later on in the show.
My hair's better.
This episode of Torchwood, for me, wasn't very good. Alicia!
Remind me what happened. I have watched it, I swear on my...
Oh, no, there were some good elements.
I swear on my life I've watched it. I actually quite like this
one. They go back to Angelo's house.
Yeah, I like this one. I really do like this one.
Something weird happens with
it. Yeah, I really do like this one.
I like it, Alicia.
I like all
the
explosions.
Hang on, lads. Alicia's going to explain why she likes torture. One second, go on.
Because I just like to, I think, explain stuff more. And I've just got a text. I liked it.
They didn't really explain. What did they explain?
We now know that CIA person is part of the family.
The one that's in the office they always act.
Oh, yes,
like
the
that.
Blonde lady.
Yeah.
That was a good twist.
That
Angelo guy died.
Yeah.
There was alien technology.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
That's happened at some stage.
Kidding. Someone got blown out. That was quite cool.
Was it? Oh, you mean the car? It was quite a good scene where that car blew up. Yeah, it was very good. Unexpected and... but they would have still been alive, surely, after the car blew up in some way, shape, or form.
If they... Because obviously that's the whole thing about the burning flesh, isn't it? If the flesh gets burnt, then... the conscience is still
but
there.
But it has to be burned to dust, though, Ben, I thought.
Yeah.
Because look at that at the beginning, like in episode 1, where that bloke was blown up, he would have been burned, and his body was all, like, in bits, but they severed it by cutting the...
They didn't make any attempt to. They didn't make any attempt to try and get them out of the burning car, which, you know, would have burnt for a while. So by the time it had finished burning, they probably would have been dust.
Maybe you're right. But on the subject of death, obviously Angelo died after being kissed by John Barrowman.
No, no, he didn't die because of that.
I think that's slightly libelous.
You know, at the end of the last episode. I actually thought we'd go and see a young Angelo, I was expecting, so...
I, actually, yeah.
Yes, same. But do you know John Barrowman?
Not personally, but yes.
Yeah, but you know when he first came into Doctor Who?
Yes.
He was so young. He's got loads of wrinkles now.
Can you stop playing tiddlywinks with Dalek
he's got loads of wrinkles now.
Yeah, but they tried to explain that away at the end of one of the episodes. The episode when he announced his name as the face of Bowie, he said, I keep on getting these wrinkles, blah, blah, blah.
He's never said he's the face of Bowie.
No, he has.
No, he hasn't.
No, he did.
He said that people used to call me the face of Bo, didn't he?
When did he say he was the face of Bo?
He never actually said he was the face of Bo. He said that he used to be called the face of Bo when he was younger.
Don't lie.
In the, what was it? Was it the Time Lord ones? The Last of the Time Lords?
No.
But there was a line to, you know, but it wasn't a conclusive Jack becomes the face of Bo thing.
It was an implication.
It was never, ever been confirmed.
I agree. All right.
I like Gwen in this one.
You like Gwen, do you? Why do you like Gwen in this one?
I just like her. I like her attitude.
Well, she must be good, otherwise she wouldn't have survived for all these episodes of and been in Doctor Who.
That's only because she's Welsh's Wales'
do
biggest
secret. Do you think Welsh people are actually like that?
Yes, I've lived in Wales. Welsh people are actually like that.
Cool. And she got deported.
When you say they're like that, do you mean that they're all in Torchwood? Because I don't think they are.
No,
they're all like Gwen.
Yeah, they're all angry.
Oh, they're not all like Gwen, believe me.
They have a complex, if they don't like being regarded as being English or spoken to as...
That's like the Scottish, though, as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In Wales. Scottish don't really have that problem. But the Welsh do.
She got deported back to England again.
Again.
It's like me calling Robert a New Zealander.
Kiwi.
No, but you're British, aren't you, Robert?
Oh, yeah, I'm a pub, though.
You sound it.
I'm a writer.
So, yes, it wasn't too... I think we've had a few episodes of Torture where it sort of built up a little, but this one's sort of gone on a sort of plateau a little bit.
I like it.
It was good.
I quite liked the episode, actually. I think
I did too.
I think it was better than the Angelo and Jack one. That would just bore me to tears.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that one, the Angelo and Jack one, they could have done in half the time. This one, you know, apart from...
But to be honest, I mean, Alicia's said this before about being bored of that one. I really enjoyed that because it was a departure from the way the whole of this series has been going. And, you know...
It was
like an individual episode on its own, so that's why I like that one. This particular one, again, it was quite... It was nice to see some familiar faces, actors-wise, you know, with... Like I say, the chap who played Q and the woman who was in Deep Space Nine. So it's obviously that they've managed to rope in some pretty hefty, well-known faces for Torchwood. And also to have a Star Trek Torchwood stroke Doctor Who crossover as well was quite interesting.
Engage!
Yes. And references to Doctor Who. Were some in this particular episode.
Yeah, there was a couple more, wasn't there? Mm. I'm still thinking Torchwood's really cool, really, really, really cool, man.
I'm glad
really
so, good. Because I'm enjoying it. But I listened to the Doctor Who podcast this week, all the people on there hate it so much they can't even listen to it.
Well, they're wrong, quite simply.
Did I say listen to it?
Yeah.
They can't watch it. They've tried watching it. They've enjoyed previous series. They just can't...
Because
it's too... It's moved too far away from Doctor Who, apparently.
But it's not meant to be Doctor Who. It's a completely different programme. It's a spin-off. If it was meant to be Doctor Who slash Torchwood. Mm, it would be called Doctor Who slash Torchwood, where it's just called Torchwood, which is an anagram of Doctor Who.
Well, they obviously they pride themselves on being the Doctor Who podcast, and it's not enough like or in the universe of Doctor Who for them to cover it, basically. That's their
on Sarah Jane Adventures and things like that. Oh.
I don't think they even cover Sarah Jane that much.
Well, that's fair enough.
If they want to do, you know, if they don't want to cover Torchwood, then so make it so. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's removed from Doctor Who, and it's still in the Doctor Who universe. It's written by the bloke who started writing Doctor Who when he brought it back. Yeah.
That's just rude.
Well, I agree. But on the subject of Sarah Jane, there's just been notification that they're releasing Series 4 box set of Sarah Jane.
Are you going to get it?
I am, because I haven't actually managed to get... Don't write on coasters. I haven't actually managed to take the programmes off my DVD recorder yet. So, yeah.
I've got Series 3.
I've got Series 3, yeah, somewhere. I haven't got it in box
set. I just got it about 4 weeks ago, so finally arrived here.
Yeah, I don't think they're obviously releasing it. They haven't confirmed a date yet. What they have confirmed is the character options second wave figures are coming out, and they've got a River and a Rory amongst these things. It's a shame they haven't released a Rory in the 5-inch characters yet, but they have with the new character options. And if you can get the ultra rare ones from Series 1 or the wave 1 ones, they're worth at least £100 on eBay.
eBay.
Mm. So,
people actually buy them.
And the 11 Doctor set you may have seen on my Facebook.
Yes.
I love it.
There is another version of that, which is really rare. It's got four of the Doctors in different outfits, different looks, and that particular thing will also set you back £100 on Facebook, or make you £100 on Facebook.
They must be making a fair few quid.
Well, they've got Facebane, haven't they?
Well, I wonder how much you can sell on eBay if you're going to sell it on Facebook.
Well, you might make real money. Just eBay and just post
your
link.
Do you know Facebook?
No, what's Facebook?
You get video chat on chat now. You can video chat people, won't it?
Splendid.
Yeah, called Tiny Chat, isn't it?
Mm. I don't bother with Facebook apps because I'm basically one of them completely messed up and one of my computers had a virus on it. So I just steer clear of all of them, apart from the fact you keep on getting app notifications and... You get enough notifications from friends.
It's on Facebook. On Facebook.
Oh, sorry.
Facebook.
Right,
Facebook. Okay. Free Facebook on the computer, not download Facebook.
Okay. Well, I'm not understanding you.
Thank you for that, Alicia.
Have you Chrome?
I'm not talking about Facebook. Right, moving away.
I'm not talking about Facebook.
Just let's tidy up the Torchwood thing.
Can we all stop saying Facebook
fans? Torchwood, this was crazy. What were you on? Episode 8, wasn't it, the last one we saw?
Yep, 8.
So we've got two more left, and these are the two we want to get out. Well, we're trying to get to, because I've been very eager with this series to get to the end and find out what happened.
Whereas
with Doctor Who, I don't want to rush through it. Even though I want to see each new episode, but I don't want the series to go past really quickly.
Do you know? When Torchwood's on this week, it's like the first proper day I go back to school.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, that's brilliantly interesting, and also really, you know,
finished your holidays already.
Added to the conversation.
You've already been off for 6 weeks.
My daughter goes back tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. Isabella goes back on Wednesday.
Yeah, I go back to school on Wednesday, but I'm looking after all the little ones.
Yeah, well, my big little girl starts big school tomorrow.
Blimey. Poor thing.
I know.
They grow up too fast.
Now tell me about it.
I'm getting my GCSE timetable on Thursday.
So if you can hear some snoring in the background, we're currently dog-sitting my mother-in-law's Yorkshire Terrier.
And I thought you were going to say your mother-in-law. I was thinking, you can't talk of her like that, Adam. That's not very nice.
Anyway, he's 15 years old. And no, he's not 15. He's old. Is he older than you, Alicia?
No, he's 15.
He's 15 years old.
He's 1 year older than me, so he's 15.
So he's quite old, and he snores a lot.
But no, that's not him snoring. That's him breathing.
No, is it? Mm-hmm. Right, he breathes a lot. He breathes very loudly then, doesn't he? So, Ben, with an interim between Torchwood, which was all right, quite good, not brilliant, but not bad either, we'll move on to the charts, if you happen to have them to hand.
I have them, not so much to hand.
To finger?
But I do have the, yes, to think. Well, I don't think that's a particularly good phrase to use, but as I'm lying in bed naked, we won't say to finger.
For goodness sake. Really didn't want to see that particular mental image. Alicia, close your ears.
Yes, Alicia, you're too young for it. Close your mic, Alicia.
Did you hear what she mentioned when you went to the doctor experience?
That's disgusting.
Who mentioned when I went to the doctor experience?
No, did you hear what Alicia was talking about with Camel Toe.
Camel Toe.
Yeah, all right, okay. That sort of rather evens that one out, doesn't it?
One.
You see, he knows what camel toe is.
I think I know what camel toe is, but we'll move away from that. Thank
Amy
you.
Charles explained that.
She's lovely, isn't she?
I love Amy.
She's lovely.
You didn't watch Only Way as Essex. It's so
thick,
funny.
But lovely. Yes.
Only Way as Essex is the biggest pile of turd this planet
has ever seen.
Everyone involved in it should have bullets straight through their heads.
Oh, I don't watch that much Big Brother, though.
I watch Only Way as Essex.
It's taken about a minute now to actually get from me saying, let's do the charts of them actually happening so far. Go on then, Ben.
Charts.
Firstly, Robert, you're missing nothing in The Only Way as Essex. It's complete poo.
Apart from Amy Charles.
Charts
really
this week at number 30, down 8, it's the Raggedy Podcast. At number 29, a re-entry for the Happiness Patrol. 28 is down 8 for Articles of the Shadow Proclamation. At 27, it's a non-mover for the Torch Cast. See, they like Torchwood. At 26, a re-entry for Who on Who. At 25, down 4, Ian Todd World. At 24, down 7, 2 Minute Time Lord. And at number 23, down 7, the DWO Torchcast. 25 is a re-entry for Who is the Man Podcast. And at 21, a re-entry for Waffle On Podcast. Into the big top 20, a re-entry for Professor Howe at 20. 19 is a re-entry for the TARDIS Tavern. And at 18, down 8, the New Who Podcast. 17 is down 3 for Doctor Who, Who's He. And at 16, a re-entry for Sound On Sight Podcast. 15 is down 4 for Staggering Stories. 14 is up 5 for the Unearthly Child Podcast. 13 is down 1 for The Doctor's Companion. And at 12, up 3, The Pharos Project. 11 is a re-entry for Mostly Harmless Cutaway. And at 10, a slightly disappointing down 3 for the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast.
What's going on there?
Nobody likes us anymore.
That's because we talk about Torchwood and Doctor Who.
And
Pizza's camel toe and my hair that's falling out.
Hey, Dad, what are you doing today?
Excuse me, charts, thank you.
I'm in the middle of the charts, Alicia. You don't get people interrupting Scott Mills or whoever does the charts these days on BBC Radio 1 saying, excuse me, my hair's falling, whatever. Anyway. Number 9. Oh, I'm still naked. Number 9, it's a re-entry. Number 8. What do you mean it's disgusting,
what was number
Alicia?
Nine? I didn't hear number 9.
Number 9 is Bad Wilf.
Alright.
Number 8 is a re-entry for Adventures in Time, Space and Music. Number 7 is up 2 for Doctor Who Review Today, not tomorrow, or the day after, or yesterday, but today. Number 6 is up 2 for the Doctor Who Cast. Number 5 is up 1 for the Impossible Podcast. Number 4, the non-mover for the DWO Who Cast. Number 3 is a re-entry for Tin Dog Podcast. Number 2, it's up 1 for Radio Free Scarrow. And number 1, can't go any higher, it's up 1 for the Doctor Who Podcast!
Yay. And at that point, I now have to go and move my wife from one of her customers to another one of her customers. And I'll leave you in the uncapable hands and voice of Alicia Pitt.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, should we talk about the Doctor Who episode that was on Saturday that Adam won't be able to talk about?
Yes. I haven't watched that, so we can't talk about that.
Okay. Well, what would you like
to
talk
about?
We
can spoil it, can't we?
Yeah, we can't spoil that.
Why not?
Because we can't. I'm just kind of texting at the moment, so I'm just going to ramble on.
Well, okay then, Robert. I think we should discuss the episode then, so we can keep
talking. Did you want to hear something interesting?
For me? God's sake!
Well, what would you like to talk about Doctor Who-wise then, Alicia?
She'd like to text message.
Yeah!
Yes, exactly. If you want a text message, you
my dad's turned into a sado. Because he's got Doctor Who news notification thing on the iPhone. Which when he gets news pops up, it pops up as a text on his iPhone.
I'll tell you what.
That's
handy when he's in the loo.
That's led me on to something. I've read a few things. Shall I run you over a couple of stories?
Isabella's here. Say hello, Isabella.
Hello.
Wait.
Put these on. Come here. Can you hear anything? Say
hello. Hello. Hello, Isabella.
Hello.
Hello,
how are you?
Isabella.
I'm fine.
Oh, look, she's sitting down. Right? She's mean business here.
Are you all Doctor Who'd out this week?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's watching
wow.
it in the other room.
Are you? What are you watching?
Doctor Who.
Tell everybody what happened on Doctor Who.
There's a scary monster there. Were.
That's not magic.
There's an astronaut and a skeleton.
Magic, shut up! I'm going to whack you one in a minute.
That's no way to treat an animal. RSPCA!
Yes, where are they?
And he's a dog abuser.
They were on television.
They're on television?
Yeah.
The RSPCA.
I've found some news here.
Hold
Robert.
On, hold it. Isabella's talking.
The Doctor Who news page.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually off Digital Spy, which has quite a lot of good Doctor Who stories on as well. And the first one, it's saying it wants you to rate Night Terrors. Was that what it was called?
Yeah.
I had no idea about that.
Hold on. It's better. Do you know what you're actually talking about?
I don't know.
You don't know what you're talking about. Tell them what Doctor Who episode you're watching in the front room.
It was the second Doctor Who.
Are you watching a William Hart one?
No. What Doctor is it?
It's Patrick Troughton.
It was the second Doctor.
What Doctor is it? Is it Matt Smith,
wasn't it, Robert?
Or is it an old Doctor?
It's Matt Smith.
Yeah.
He's the second Doctor.
He's technically the third Doctor. Come on,
she's giving you loads of clues to this episode.
Yeah.
It's got Matt Smith in it.
Well done. No, she's giving you loads of clues. The second Doctor.
Ooh. Second Doctor?
Tell them what episode. Tell them about the episode. They might guess it.
I don't know.
What happened?
What monsters?
The skeleton and that astronaut just eaten the girl.
Oh, are you watching? Are you watching Silence in the Library?
No.
Day of the Moon.
No.
She doesn't.
The Impossible Astronaut.
Yeah, that one.
Are you watching the Impossible Cheese Sandwich?
No.
The Impossible Pizza Sandwich.
Yeah, the Impossible Pizza Sandwich. Is that the one where all the Doctor Who characters get sliced up, put through a mangler, and then put on a pizza topping?
Yeah.
Plenty of anchovies.
Obviously with that extra anchovy,
but less tomato base, because tomato base is a bit minging.
Yeah. It's just nice with barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
I always find that a little bit weird.
She doesn't like pizza.
To be honest with you.
No.
Isabella hates pizza.
This has now turned into the 20 megabyte Doctor Who pizza cast.
I love pizza. I love going to pizza and just eating all the pizza.
You know what? You know what, Leash? We get that about you and pizzas. We do get the fact you like them quite a lot. I don't know how to cook them!
I don't know how to. I'm like,
I don't cook me a pizza!
Oh, Isabella's just now poking her tongue out at you on the camera.
Oh, we can tell. I'm shocked at the debauchery there.
Well, I'm glad you're not on video, Ben.
She's kind of talking to herself at the moment. It's better. Talk to the people.
Hey.
No, talk to them.
How about a song?
Look here. Sing. Do a song. Ready?
Just sing a song then.
Yeah, just sing.
No.
Sing.
No.
Sing.
No.
Why not?
Because I had enough singing.
Well, sing about Doctor Who.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay, if you sing, I'll take you to the park this afternoon.
What?
Yeah, the park. Do you want to be taken to the park?
Give you a pizza.
Don't go believing that.
This
is a song about a little boy going to the park.
Okay, go and sing it.
A little boy was going to the park today. Then his mother told him to take.
Today.
Please do not play all the time. Then he have to go home.
Oh.
Is that it?
I like that too. Yeah, well, I like that one, Bella. Yeah, it's good.
Nice. I like your harmonies you're doing there, boys. Very nice.
And thank you. Right, should we get on with this? Because I've got things to do today.
I might take you to the park and make you some lunch first, though. What do you want for lunch?
Pizza! I'm going to cut my sandwich because I've done it all myself.
Oh, good girl. Do you want pizza?
You do it all by your own?
No.
Why?
I like
pizza. She doesn't like pizza.
And I want a ham sandwich cut and some crisps. And some...
We're turning into, like, Gordon Ramsay show.
And some...
Sandwich, crisp pizzas, actually.
And some sausages.
Yeah, you want some sausages.
And crackers.
And crackers, okay. Well, I think we're, turning into, like, a food cookery show now.
I will be back straight after this break.
Hello, I can hear you. Hello, I can meet you.
Anyway.
She's talking to herself.
Back in the room. Back in the room, everybody.
Yeah,
right.
But yeah.
Hello.
Do you think the doctor eats food?
No, the doctor doesn't eat food. He eats snails and worms and
when the astronaut comes out of the water, he just gunned him.
He gunned him.
He gunned him.
He just gunned him?
Yeah.
Maybe we should change it to the 5 megabyte
doctor. He did.
Yeah, that's how he done it.
And what else did he do?
I don't know. He was just doing nothing and then he was going.
Did someone kill Amy?
No!
Oh, God.
I was kidding.
Amy fell down to the ground, though.
Okay.
I was kidding the doctor.
Shut up, Magic!
Hello.
No, Isabella, don't go away. You have to say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Another wrong way
thank
away.
Thank you for your contribution.
Dad, can you leave? I prefer Isabella sitting here talking because it's a much more interesting situation.
No, I just thought, but Ben, I just thought,
Isabella,
I remember Ben.
You're back. Do you want to keep talking?
Excuse me. Ben, when me and Alicia were on our way back from the Doctor Who experience, we travelled past a place called Farnborough.
Oh, that's where I live.
Yeah, and I said to Alicia, do you want me to go and see Ben? Yeah. And you said, Alicia,
should have done.
Yeah.
She said, yeah, why not?
Oh, why didn't you?
Yeah.
I thought it would have been a bit rude just to turn up in your doorstep at around about 3 p.m. on a what day?
Especially
was it? Tuesday afternoon.
He could have been naked.
That's true.
Actually, 3 p.m. is normally my naked hour.
He missed our amazing discussion about pizzas and Isabella's language about how killing the doctor. Apparently, he gunned him.
Actually, I'm really disappointed now, Adam.
Why? But I didn't pop in.
I haven't seen for about 2 weeks.
You don't.
Really nice of you to pop in.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. But no, he wants to get home.
No.
Yes, that is the case.
I'll tell you what is the case.
No.
We just went past the junction that said Farnborough, and I thought then, and it was too late by then.
No, we saw the sign on the way back, so don't you dare give me that. I am shouting to get through to your head.
It wouldn't have been too late, because actually, you'd have been coming down the M3, heading down towards Southampton and Portsmouth area. So therefore, as you'd have gone past Junction 4, which said Farnbury, you'd then gone past Junction 4A, which you could have also got off at, which is actually nearer my house than Junction 4.
Oh, bums. Well, next time we'll definitely come and see you.
I was going to say. You know Farnborough? Is it like on a farm?
Farnborough. No.
Hold on, tell me this, Alicia. Is the Isle of Wight white?
Yes, it is, actually.
Is the Isle of Wight an island? Oh, that doesn't work.
Yeah,
hey, it's 10:47. I reckon there's a very good chance Kirby is on
the Hey, guys. No, listen.
What
a pizza!
No, listen to me.
Pizza?
No, listen, guys, listen. I might be on the podcast at 11 because I'm not going out today till about 1.
You're joking.
I know, and I want to go and collect my uniform soon so I can be with you because I like a try on the blazer.
Well, you can think about it carefully because you don't have to be. We don't mind.
This is a nasty shot for Kirby. He doesn't really
Right, okay. I'm going to go and cook my pizza in a minute anyway.
Morning, Kirby.
Hi, Kirby. Hi.
Is Kirby there?
Hang on.
He's even awake. It's just...
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Kirby,
the whole world can hear you, Kirby.
Kirby, I think you should eat some pizza to wake yourself up.
Now, the reason I've just called you is because I see a message on my Skypey thing, but I can't access the message, so I thought I'd better call you. Was it the message, can you give me 10 minutes?
Probably.
The message was, don't wake me up this morning, I'm really tired.
No, can you give me 5 more minutes?
Yes, I can give you 5 more minutes. Sorry, Kirby.
With 5 cup of coffee.
Okay.
Just hang up and call back when you're ready.
Right. I'll be back with you in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Bye, Kirby.
Bye, Kirby.
Bye.
Yeah.
Isabella, shut up.
You missed a song about a boy in the park.
I'm sure I'll hear it later.
I was going to say, I think Kirby's going to make some pizza. Am I going to make some pizza? Can I go make some pizza?
Yeah, you go yeah, make some pizza.
Pizza for breakfast.
Hold on, do you want half pizza?
No, I don't want half pizza.
Do you want to share a pizza?
No, I don't.
I think we should share a pizza.
Ellie, can you go to Aberdeen to make a pizza?
To the playground.
Am I going to take you to the playground?
Say yes.
I might be able to take you to the playground.
You promised you'd take her to the playground.
Pizza at the park.
Shush. But I might go and take you to the playground, but first I need to go and collect my school uniform.
And then
you
we're going
to
have lunch.
To take her to the playground, Alicia, yep. If she's sung.
It's on record.
First playground.
Don't go back on promises to your little sister.
I didn't promise her.
You
I'm
did.
Going to the playground.
It's on
right,
record
do you
too.
Want, hold on, guys. I'm just going to make her some lunch quickly.
Hooray! Peace and quiet.
And I'm going to make some pizza.
All right, go to Aberdeen, mate.
Well, we're going to eat pizza anyway. If you like it or not.
Yeah, get on a hovercraft and then head up the M1.
Isabella will not eat pizza. Right, then.
And then come back to us. Right.
Right, I had some feedback, actually. I wasn't exactly feedback. It was something posted in our group on Facebook, which I thought was quite interesting. Did you see this, Robert? Because I know you're quite a good... you're very... You know, your eyes are wide open in regards to Facebook...
Was that about somebody wrote about this episode of Torchwood?
Ah, yes. Sorry, when I said what's happened, my earphone socket came out, so I couldn't hear what you're saying. It was I'll just check.
Was that the discussion?
Is it the Pordy Byrne thing?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm just going to access it now, so I can actually dictate it to you. What's our group called? Ben's what?
I'm already there.
You're already there. All I saw these people have got fast computers. I've got two computers here, and neither of them fast enough. Bear with me. Because this one's trying
well,
to...
I already had Facebook
and,
on, sir.
There we go.
I had many, many tabs open. Anyway.
Just waiting for it, as you have to do with computers that are running recording programs and stuff. The 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group. And it's not there. Oh. Which one was it on? What? It was Paulie Byrne. He just basically said...
It's the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Well, the Facebook
page. I mean,
it's
spelt out. Yeah, well, it's on your, the 20 megabyte
yeah,
Doctor
my,
Who podcast.
Yeah, my actual persona as the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast. Right?
Yeah, written, not
Ritted.
Numbers.
Ritted.
Ritted, yeah.
Rotated.
I rotated that, I did.
Rotunded.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know
what a rubbish episode!
He'll probably come back and say, what a rubbish accent!
Then I said, ditto.
I can't see it. Blimey,
and I wrote, haven't seen that yet. Haven't
Chris
seen it.
Wasn't
I can't find it. Can you dictate it for me?
Well, we kind of are.
Yeah.
Oh. Who says
and
what?
Then Chris said, wasn't keen either, followed by having said that it was no fear her. Matt Smith was again fantastic in this episode. That's the difference between Smith and Tennant in every episode. Even if it's a bobbin story, Matt Smith makes it enjoyable watch. And I came back with, what? Details. And then Chris kind of like replied three times in the same thing. Because I got a billion emails from him saying the same thing. Basically saying, well, we'll have to disagree. Tell you what, you can be Chris if you want, because I'm being me. I know, because then you can be you.
All right. So I do this one then.
We'll have to disagree then, Ben.
I myself believe that Smith is doing a better job than Tennant did overall.
Is Chris Gallagher American then?
Yeah, he is.
I'm
from Midwest there.
I could do it as Frank Spencer. He may not have. He may not have the general appeal of Tennant, but I think he's a far more alien doctor, and I find myself laughing more at his portrayal. I also believe that his dramatic scenes in the latter half of the Big Ben are better than anything in Tennant's first series.
Robert, when are you actually going to do the Frank Spencer impression?
That's my opinion, and I appreciate others. But in my opinion, Matt Smith is, after a series and a half, on track to be second only to Tom Baker. In fact, I'm bordering on thinking that it's fact and not just my opinion.
Magic.
Smith hasn't had a chance to do a scene on par with Wilf and the Doctor in the cafe in the end of the world, in the end of the end of the end of time, but he will. His bedside chat at Big Bang was an asleep Amelia with an asleep Amelia came very close. That was a class bit of acting, you believe? He was the man who was once Hartnell? I never got that with DT.
And then Robert Haynes, whoever that may be, came on and said, "Yeah, Chris, you put that nicely."
Mate.
Sorry, g'day, mate.
And Adam said something.
Did I?
We will try very hard to make 70.
I was relating to the first comment that Pordy made about what a load of rubbish, because he didn't actually say what he was talking about. I thought he was talking about the podcast.
And then Chris came back, or Frank Spencer, whoever it was.
Well, on second viewing, it wasn't all bad. The previews on Blog to Who, etc. gave this episode rave spoiler-free reviews, which built it up somewhat. Going into a second time without the high expectations, I came away thinking it was okay. No classic, but a nice diversion from the Riversong heavy stuff of late.
Well, yeah, but the thing is with that, and I've mentioned this before, if you're going to do a story arc, then you've got to keep the story arc going. There's no point in throwing in episodes like this. Uh-oh. Or like the curse of the...
Kirby's there! Hello, Kirby!
Oh, Kirby's back!
Hey, Kirby!
I had to go downstairs and get a Diet Coke. Sorry.
Hello, Kirby. Sorry, no. I'm sorry. Oh,
was that Isabella? Good morning, Isabella.
She can't hear you, Kirby. She's just saying good morning.
But you have missed Isabella's song.
No, thank you. Can you be quiet? Sorry.
Anybody want a pizza?
Yes. What we've got to do.
I'd like some pizza.
This might become a bit of a shock to you. What we've got to do is, Kirby, before we move on to Doctor Who, very briefly, what did you think of Torchwood Episode 8?
I watched it last week. It was okay.
There
we
go. That's thank you very much.
It was special, Kirby. And I never watched it again, so there.
Well, I haven't watched it again either, actually, for that matter. Funny you should say that. It was okay, yes. I think we've established that. Now we move on to a certain TV programme called Doctor Who, which Lisa hasn't watched yet. So she's going to get in a bit of a mood when she does come back into the room and realises I've got it on with the sound down.
Adam, have you never heard of it? Can you be quiet in there?
Did my iPod Touch alarm bother you a bit? Because I didn't realize it was going to go off there while I was downstairs.
What iPod Touch alarm?
Hear a thing.
Okay. All right. Fine.
It was certainly quieter than Alicia, which is saying something.
Right. Hang on. I'm just going down my... Oh, no. I just realized I Sky Plus'd red or black.
It's all right.
Yeah, but they're on every day, ain't they? And I've got about 20 episodes on here.
Well, there's only two that's been on so far, so I don't know how you've got
20. I've got
unless you're ahead of us in time.
No, I'm not. I've got four episodes.
Four, because they do them in two parts.
Yeah, I see.
Just to drag it out as long as possible.
Right, sorry, I'm just trying to find Doctor Who. Here we are.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, Night Terrors. There we go. Oh no, it's playing the end of
that
brilliant
program,
my second favourite program on the BBC, which is
Play School.
Total Wipeout.
They'll play bars, actually.
I think you're being a little bit too cheeky, Mr. Haynes.
How about Let's Come Dancing?
Surely Come Dancing, that's coming back soon. I'm looking forward to that.
Strictly Come Dancing.
Okay, so Doctor Who.
When you cross Doctor Who and Play School, you're going to get...
Now, can I just say, it starts off with this block of...
Can you tell me?
What?
What's for dinner? Because then I don't know what to have for lunch.
How the hell do I know?
You live in
this... I don't cook it. I just eat it.
Well, that's just rude.
Probably spaghetti bolognese. Yeah, so this block of flats. Very, very iconic-looking block of flats. But like Ian said in his correspondence, where in the world does one grubby-looking landlord oversee a great big block of flats like that?
I tell you where.
Where?
In Stephen Moffat's warped mind.
Yeah, but this is Mark Gatiss's warped mind, who obviously is...
But Stephen Moffat has to obviously agree to the episode and like the script.
Yeah. So. Oh, I agree that, and he very much likes Mark Gatiss, doesn't he?
It's almost like that. I'll stop there.
Oh,
not in the biblical way, though.
Well, you know. So anyway, there's this little boy in this room, and wearing a great set of pajamas. It's got to be. I well admire those pajamas.
I think they were the pajamas that David Tennant was wearing in the first.
Christmas invasion.
But a smaller version. I think that they've been washed on a warm temperature, and so therefore they shrunk.
Shrunk.
Yeah.
And the woman who plays his mum, she was in something with John Sim many years ago.
There's the Dales,
I think it was called.
Please, can we have half a pizza each? Because I want a pizza.
Oh, just cut the blooming pizza. If it's there, I'll eat it.
Good.
3 minutes in the microwave. We'll have to switch the microwave on first. Yeah, so he's in his bedroom, shining a torch around. He's obviously freaked out by something. And it would have been a nice surprise if that something hadn't been lurking in his wardrobe.
Yeah, and hadn't been rubbish.
Because that particular aspect reminded me of the Fear Her thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
They've already done it.
Yeah.
Hang on, the dog is tangled up with the computer cable. Get your paw off that, you twit!
Don't talk to Alicia like that.
No, she just said she's not a twit. You've got a paw.
Call the RSPCA.
He sort of sends some sort of psychic message through space, and I quite like the effect they use for the psychic message travelling through space.
Did you know something about that, though?
No,
Remember at the end of Let's Kill Hitler, Amy asked, how do you get a message to you?
Yeah.
And that sort of linked in nicely to that, didn't it?
Oh, cool. Yeah. No, I didn't see. I didn't remember that bit. Sorry. But thanks for bringing it
back. And he says, Amy, haven't you figured that out by now?
No. Well, yes, I remember. Now you've mentioned it, I remember it, but it didn't sort of click. Also, the TARDIS materialises in a puddle. I thought that was quite a nice sort of different
nice
way.
Nice effect, wasn't it?
Yeah, I quite like the way they did. They'd never done that before. So another sort of new thing.
Yeah, but the problem with those two things, and they're both very clever and they're both very good, but you got the best parts of the episode out of the way in the first 28 seconds, and then after that...
Come on, let's give it a chance, shall we?
I gave it a chance for 28 seconds, and after the TARDIS materialised, I thought, I've had enough of this.
They're not quite yet. They haven't walked into this block of flats, which is in Bristol, apparently, if you watch The Confidential.
Yes. Come on now. This one wasn't as bad as Bad Plot, but it was not one of the best.
I agree. That's what I was thinking myself after having watched it. Yes, you put that on it. That's for the microwave. That has to be underneath it.
It's watchable, though.
Not the plastic, but that thing does.
Okay.
3 minutes.
Do I need to put it on a plastic plate?
Hold on. Before we continue,
yes?
I've got a very important message from somebody. Go on.
Hi, it's me, Chloe.
Hello, Chloe.
Hello.
Please come in quick, because I want to play tennis with my dad.
We'll be as quick as we can. And that's not true this week. Right then, thank you very much.
He also likes pizza, but knows how to cook it.
Okay, well, obviously, I can't do this sort of... I'll have to fast-forward it, then, won't I? So anyway, yes, they're in this thing. And this, what I do like is the cast in this particular episode. The chap who plays the little boy's dad, I've always liked his part.
Daniel Mays.
I always thought he'd make a quite a good doctor, actually, when he was in...
Ashes.
Yeah, he's baddie in that, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he's a great actor. I really like him. Good comedy actor as well. The chap who played the landlord, he reminded me of him and his dog, that the Prisoner Zero. And
yeah,
I thought that might have been some sort of connection.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, see that. Yeah, definitely.
So in the back of my mind, until I realised it was completely off. It obviously wasn't, but I was thinking, this could be Prisoner Zero, in sort of hiding in this particular scenario.
I thought the dog was a great actor.
Oh, he was great. Sorry.
Right, I pressed the minute button, 3 minutes. Now which button do I press to start?
Start. The great big one that says start on it.
With the big blue one.
There's a fairly obvious button on the microwave that is the...
Is it the big blue button? Is it the big blue one?
Well, press it.
Engage.
Make sure the door is shut. Engage, press the button.
Number one.
Has she never made a
Is it switched on?
Pizza?
Is it switched on?
Bear with me, I'll just go and... It's working.
Here,
now, right.
I'll help.
So anyway, the doctor turns up on the doorstep with the... in the same way he did with the Lodger, really. It's very sort of... It has reminiscences of Lodger and 11th Hour. And what was the other one I mentioned earlier?
Fear her,
that's it, yeah. So, and this little woman gets sucked into the bin bag, so it's then reminiscent of the
bloke
dying in the chair in Terror of the Autons. So Mark Gatiss is obviously having a bit of fun with things he's previously watched and previously written. Amy and Rory, meanwhile, have gone into a lift, as we spoke about earlier, to go down one floor but end up crashing into nothing and appearing in some surreal environment. Which, did we ever actually find out? Well, it's the doll's house, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bit strange, didn't quite see how that worked, to be honest with you, because you never really sort of saw into the doll's house as it was.
Right, yeah.
Couldn't really relate to that.
You did not see it close enough to realise.
This is rude, I haven't watched this.
Well, you don't have to watch it now.
You don't have to talk about it, they got your pizza. Shut up, leave it on the desk.
She can't hear, she hasn't got her earphones plugged in.
I want to watch this. Can I have it burned off into a disc, please? So I can
not at the
watch
moment.
It. Or I can go and watch it in a minute if I'm not going out. I need to go and message Megan.
Can you go off and eat your pizza or watch your cooking? Because I'm trying to discuss this stuff. There's also a very strange clip where the landlord gets sucked into the carpet.
Yeah.
Now,
I like that.
Didn't the dog end up there as
no,
well?
No, the dog no. didn't go as well. No, the dog managed to avoid
the watching.
Yeah,
that was a really good effect, wasn't it? And they showed how they did that in the Confidential. It was particularly impressive.
Yeah, very good.
With some green goo.
And rather him than me, that doing that particular scene. But it really did work well. I'm sure they'll use that effect again.
Isabella, would you mind getting out of the room? No.
So there's lots of sinister skulking around this doll's house and some...
Why are you getting hot?
Some dolls.
Guys, why is she...
Will you stop shouting?
Can't sit then, because Isabella's not allowed to watch this.
Well, she doesn't have to watch it. Isabella, go into the other room. There's nothing scary on at the moment.
Good thing.
Good grief. So,
well, I think Isabella could watch it anyway. It's not terribly scary at all.
Kirby thinks Isabella could watch it anyway. Well, she's looking at. Do you think this bit's scary? Hang on, let's wait for a scary bit to come up. This is just going up to the bit where the bloke gets sucked into the carpet. Brilliant scene. And then the doctor with the wardrobe and saying, "Don't open it." Bloody, bloody, blah, blah, and he's having long chats.
I've seen that man. What's he been?
He's been in loads of things. The little boy.
He's like a boy.
Good little actor, but they seem to be quite good at finding good child actors in Doctor Who. Yes. Not all the time. Not like the Rebel Flesh actor.
Oh, Peter's ready.
He wasn't particularly very good, was he? But this little nipper, who's younger, I think, or if not younger, around the same age.
About the same age.
Yeah, is maybe should have been cast in that. But anyway, this is a bigger role, this one, than the lad had in the Rebel Flesh. So you've got these dolls. Isabella, just as I want to do a gauge whether she found them scary or not, has now left the room, so maybe we should accept that as actually being the case. Isabella! Well,
I love
want
being
you
scared
to tell
as a
me
kid,
if you
though.
Think this is scary.
But the dog...
That's scary.
Magic is very scary.
Do you think having your face chewed off by a dog is scary? That's what
I'm
Hello. Yes, Dad, I did consider that scary. Can I now have my face back, please?
APB
says... Do your dog like pizza, Adam?
Why is it? People?
Oh, my God!
Nothing for you. Shut up!
Yes.
Isabella.
Is that the dog or Alicia he's talking about?
I wonder what's stressed out.
Well, I don't know, because that could be the Royal Society for the Protection of Alicia.
Yeah. That's
okay, right. True. Do you think
although I very much doubt
they
get too many tools.
This is very important podcasting. And now I can't get her to play. Right. You don't think it's scary? You don't think that's scary, Isabella?
What part are we
Okay, well, there we go. So, this episode is not scary to the world's only female 5-year-old podcaster.
Yay!
So, anyway,
what part
did you just show her?
Well, she hasn't seen the old episode yet. She has been officially banned from the whole episode.
I don't think she'd have any problem with the entire episode.
She did watch the... What was the first episode of the series called?
The Impossible Planet.
Yeah.
I mean,
she was watching that this morning and hid behind a cushion. I'll be posting that picture on Facebook very soon when a silent appeared.
She's either tiny or the cushion's massive then.
Well, you'll see in the picture when I post it. It's really good. She's just hiding literally behind the eyes, just poking on the top of this cushion. And there's a picture of her hiding. And the next picture is of what she was watching when she was hiding, which is the siren when it's just about to kill Joy. So anyway, they're sort of being chased by these
wolves. No more Killjoys.
What do you think about the effect when the landlord became a doll?
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, with his hands, yeah.
Yeah. And then Amy as well, didn't she? Amy became one as well.
Hey, I don't want to pause it.
I'm not pausing it, I'm fast-forwarding it.
I don't watch it fast-forward.
I love the word fast-forward. Alicia, if you want to rewind, if she wants something rewound, she'll say, can you fast-forward it back, please?
Oh. That's my favourite moment on today's podcast so far.
So anyway, the doctor talks the little boy into something. What did he talk him to right at the end? He just tells his dad to go and give him a hug, or more or less, to show that he is wanted, basically.
Yeah.
I think that particular scene was supposed to be quite moving.
It wasn't.
I didn't find it particularly moving.
It wasn't.
And then the lady walks up in the... covered him in the bin bags, and then the Rory doctor and Amy are back, and then the bloke's back in his thing, covering his dog, who looks really hacked off that he's there again, because the dog looked like he quite enjoyed his liberty for a while. And...
did you see the big pile of poo in the corner of the room where he hadn't taken out for a walk? I mean, that was awful.
And yet again...
I know.
It's lovely, Alicia. Yet again, there's a picture on the TARDIS monitor, sort of the diary entry for the Doctor's forthcoming death. Thank you very much, Alicia. I have now got half a pizza.
I mean, that was just ridiculous, because it was like, the whole episode has got nothing to do with what we've been talking about for the last 12
Actually,
years.
Can I tell you something about
it,
though?
Can
I? This was originally supposed to be at the first half of the season.
Be quiet.
Was this the one that they swapped with
episode
3? Episode
4.
Yeah, but I was thinking, can you just be quiet?
Tell her, because I want to...
Apparently, there was only a reference.
You're going to have to repeat that, Rob, because all I'm getting is Alicia saying.
Yeah, sorry. What were you saying before she interrupted again?
It was supposed to be episode 4 of
thanks, Rob. This thing, right? I was thinking that when watching this, and the costumes that they were wearing. There's no way that Amy was going to be a ganger in this episode, so it's completely out of sync with the rest of the story.
They just said it was only minor changes to the episode, including the removal of a sequence featuring Madame Gavarian.
I still don't see how this could have worked, and if it had been left in its original position in the series, because even with a scene added in with Madame Gavarian, the key was she was wearing the same costume all the way through this. But as Roy was actually wearing the check shirt in this particular,
that's the point.
It, for me, just wouldn't have worked.
What are we talking about, guys?
The Not fact you. That this episode was originally supposed to be shown in the first
half. Hey, guess what I'm eating? I'm eating pizza.
Come on, look, seriously, let's stop talking pizza. Things to do, people to see.
Yeah, Ben wants to get going. So, Ben, I'm going to give you the opportunity to say what you thought about this particular episode.
Hugely unimpressed, complete waste of time. Amalgamation of lots of other episodes, nothing new, nothing original, everyone going into a doll's house and coming out at the end of it. Bobbins!
How many times have you watched it?
One and a half. Because I watched it once on Saturday night when the kids were in the bath, and then I watched half of it when I went round to see my mate, also called Adam, on Sunday evening, and he was watching it when I turned up on BBC Three, so I watched the rest of it with him and spoiled it for him, telling him how rubbish it was.
Okay.
And he agreed with me. He thought it was a particularly poor episode, and, you know, as we've just discussed there, if this
a poor episode, it's one of the low points of the series so far. But I still quite enjoyed it. I'm not sure if it's as bad as Fear Her.
Fear Her!
And I think it's better than Curse of the Black Spot. There you go, Reese, I said it right. Curse of the Black Spot. I think it's better than that, but...
Only because there
didn't seem to be as many plot falls.
Robert, Kirby, what was wrong with Fear Her?
At the Olympics. Okay. I just didn't like the Olympics rubbish.
I didn't like the cheesiness of it, to be honest with you. But I still enjoyed
it. That's what I didn't like.
I didn't get it.
I thought it was a really nice episode, Fear Her.
Yeah, I
like
Fear
Her. Alone,
yeah, I do. I just didn't like the cheesy bit with the Olympics and, you know, that guy fainting and the doctor rushing up. Oh, I'll bring the torch in, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but
that is a condenser microphone.
Do you know what I like about it? I like the end.
It was a 1.5 minute sequence in a 45 minute.
What about the end that you like, Alicia? I mean, the titles when finally the episode ends, or? That's that. She didn't like the story then.
No.
I didn't like the episode.
And,
I thought it was.
I don't like the bit when they look up the sky and they go, something's coming.
Yeah, something's coming.
That's the bit I like.
Okay, cool. Well, that says something quite a lot about it, your opinions on Fear. So, okay, then.
Dad, I've got to hear that.
Yes, but be quiet. So, how do you rate this one, Ben, as far as. Do you think it's the worst one of the series, as in Series 6?
Oh, by a long way.
Yeah.
By a long way. And next week, the trailer for next week is just a bit. What?
Yeah, but you thought it was going to be bad from the trailer that you saw of this one, didn't you? Your hopes aren't high for this week.
No, and for next week as well. I mean, seriously, Stephen Moffat. I mean, have you read the story on Digital Spy about Stephen Moffat keep on getting abuse over Twitter from Doctor Who fans?
I have heard whispers of this because it keeps on popping up on Hugh News.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can completely see why after last week's episode and potentially this week's episode. And get out, Stephen Moffat. Go and do something different.
Stop spoiling me.
You know what I thought? Obviously, I watched it once and wasn't particularly impressed, but I still quite enjoyed it and thought I wouldn't really want to watch it again, but I will watch it again. And from what I've seen, it was quite. It was all right, you know, it was very good. But what I was thinking was, with this new Red and Black coming on at the same time as Doctor Who, apparently with the viewing figures, people did change over. About 2 million viewers sort of change channels, but they would have sort of watched that episode of Doctor Who if they were casual viewers, then watched Red and Black and thought, well, I'll watch this next week. And that's the only worry I have, that people.
Well, yeah, because it was poor. I mean, as I said before, the thing that gets me is if you're going to do a story arc, you've got to do a story arc. And if you're going to throw in random episodes that mean nothing, that's the problem. They mean nothing. Yeah. And they add nothing to the series whatsoever. Even if it's the best episode that's ever been written, which, as we've discussed, this one certainly wasn't, it doesn't add anything to the series. And so throwing it in episode 8 or whatever it is, it's just a waste of everyone's time. And to try and make it seem like it's in the story arc by showing a little 1.5 second screen cap of the Doctor dying, you know, at the end of the episode.
That's getting tedious. Bobby. We've established the fact that he's going to die.
We know he's going to die.
And they've gone on and on about it for the whole series. That they don't need to. I know they're trying to sort of do this for the casual viewer, but no, too much of it.
Stephen Moffat's story arcs ain't a patch on Russell T Davies's end of story arc.
Fair enough.
Oh, a pizza! I found a pizza!
Pizza! Amazing! Do you want some?
Yes, Alicia is the Jedward of the 20 megabyte podcast.
I love Jedward.
Oh, I hate Jedward with a passion.
Oh, look, it's got brakes all in my airport bag.
Right, so we've established then that. So as we can summarise for you, so you can get off and play tennis. Shut up! So we can get off and play tennis. Because this is Mark Gatiss' story. I was thinking about past Mark Gatiss' story, because I think he's the only writer, apart from Stephen Moffat, who's written for all the new Doctors. And I've never really been overly taken by his stories.
No.
Well, he wrote
Idiot's Lantern.
Yeah.
Yeah, Idiot's Lantern. He
Victory
did the one.
The Daleks.
Victory of the Daleks
was pretty good.
He did the one with was it the Lazarus experiment?
Yeah.
No, he was in that, wasn't he?
He was in it. No, that was
in it. He didn't write it, he was in it. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, no, I was going to say, because that was quite a good episode. Yeah. But that's, again, when, you know, when you kind of had standalone episodes that weren't part of a massive story arc, wasn't it? That was
nice. Yeah, he did say that, you know, he's been given a brief, and he has to sort of abide by the brief he's been given in regards to what he's about to write, so.
Yeah, I thought, maybe you got a point, maybe it's actually the writer, but at the end of the day, Stephen Moffat is the head writer, he's the one who runs the series, and if he's going to, you know, commission an episode, you can't blame Well, who do you blame? Who do you look at and say, well, actually, it's them? The writer, or do you look at the head writer and the series runner, as he's called?
Okay. So would I be guessing right? I mean, this may have been mentioned on previous episodes of this podcast, that you're not Shut up! You're not particularly keen on Stephen Moffat.
Well, I think you've heard, if you'd listened to anything I've been saying over the last 6 months, Adam, then yes, you would be correct in thinking that. Not a huge fan of his at all. I think, you know, I think he's personally, I think he's ruining the series, to be totally honest with you.
I just realised something.
What?
I'm the only girl on this podcast.
What about Isabella?
She's fine.
Yeah.
What about Star?
She doesn't talk.
She does. She makes enough noise.
Makes more sense than you, love.
Woo! I don't upset her.
My daughters have been on the podcast.
Your daughters what? Sorry, Kirby.
My daughters have been on.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I think.
Your daughters have been on as well.
Oh, sorry. My daughter was on.
And Chloe was on.
Yep.
So
they're in the other room asleep, though. Okay. They're not going to get up at this time of day.
Wake them up.
Mine's standing by the front door with a tennis
threatening
racket.
You with a tennis racket. Okay, then you are relieved. What?
Ben, you're a very active person, aren't you? Playing golf, going tennis, going on foot park in Chesterton all the time.
All the time?
My Chloe just shouted from the other room when she heard, Ben, you're a very active person.
No!
Oh, dear.
Okay, well, you're going to go
off. Just as well as not on video.
Well, that is quite good. I am now dressed, by the way. So,
well, that's a relief.
What a relief.
I'm just going to pull some my dad with a cake. I made some cakes last night, and a banana, and a secret ingredient, so I'm just going to poison them with
secret
it.
Secret ingredient.
No, it's a secret ingredient. I've never tried this ingredient before, so I don't know how it's going to taste.
Well, is it from the planet Obsidianus? And the secret digestive
It's like toffee
track.
Sauce in it, hello. And I've also got chocolate sauce in it, and I've also got hot chocolate cocoa powder in it.
Fine.
And banana. Yeah. And vanilla.
Right.
I'm loving the way this is
Chloe on
to
tell Alicia what she's actually trying to get you to do, so you can actually get to do it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, my little one's ready to play tennis, so I'm going to depart at this point and leave you with Alicia's cakes. And if you're not dead, Adam, I'll speak to you next week.
Okay, thank you, Ben.
Kirby, it's been a pleasure as always. Robert, it's been even more of a pleasure because you've been there longer.
That's rude.
Pod Grammars, I'll see you next week. Alicia.
Where's my goodbye?
All right.
Exactly.
Here comes
get the words out.
Okay.
Here comes your goodbye. Alicia, you're back at school next week, aren't you?
Yeah.
Stay. All right, I'll see you all later.
See you, Ben. Enjoy your tennis.
Bye.
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 Oh, he's gone.
There's a hair on my fork.
Oh, dear, how sad.
It's not even my hair.
Right then, okay. Kirby. Hello, Kirby.
Good morning.
Go on in. So, are you of a similar opinion, not necessarily on the world of Stephen Moffat, but this particular episode of Doctor Who?
This particular episode was not the greatest, but it was not as bad as Curse of the Bad Plot.
Well, we have to disagree on that one. How do you think it compares, Alicia, with Curse of the Bad Plot? I mean, don't go! Curse of the Black Spot!
Well, the problem is, well, let me think about this question. I haven't watched it.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, then she can't comment on what she hasn't seen.
Do I look impressed at the moment?
Okay, Kerr, I'm a Robert. What did you think?
Kerr, I'm a Robert.
I quite liked it. I think the only thing was they sort of sustain the tension of it when you don't sort of know really what's going on. But once you know that, you know, he's an alien and he's sort of behind it, sort of fell apart.
There were just a couple of rather ridiculous things. But it was okay, you know. It was okay. Yeah, I'm glad it was only a one-parter.
Yes, precisely.
We've watched this one, I believe, three times, maybe four. Something.
Yeah, I mean, I watched this about 11:30. Oh, it was about 11 o'clock at night, and I was really tired, and I started dozing off on a couple of occasions. So I think maybe I will watch it awake and, you know, fully awake and maybe enjoy it a little bit better.
What time? I need to go and collect my uniform.
Going to do that this afternoon.
What time sure. this afternoon?
After 1 p.m.
Well, and stop squeaking the chair. After 1 p.m.
That's when I'm going. Stop squeaking the chair. Oh dear. Pardon me. Right, shush. So that's not really much more we can say.
I've just heard a sort of squeaker.
There, I'll fix it.
There's not much more we can say about this particular episode, is there? Without some, we haven't even kind of we've talked about it a lot, but we haven't even spoiled it for Alicia yet. So it just goes to show that it's just one of those. It does annoy me. With this, if you look at this as a 13-part series, we've had two sort of weak episodes. You can sort of survive with one weak episode for me, but not two.
You have to have, but it's two series. It's a series, but enough.
This is
so,
really one
so
series.
So technically, it is one episode.
Okay, I can say so. But Ben's obviously. I'm a bit worried because Ben's said that the trailer for the next. He wasn't impressed for the next episode. So, and I don't like it when he's right. So I'm hoping he's going to be wrong on this occasion.
The trailer
that
looks
interesting.
It looks like another surreal.
Looks interesting.
Well, this particular episode was a fairly surreal episode, wasn't it? And it looks like the next one is going to be in that sort of realm as well.
Yeah, the next one looks very Tim Burton.
I like Tim Burton.
Yeah, I did like some of the shots. Is that the one where Amy's walking into the garden? It's got those sort of strange...
Yes, with the funny trees. Yeah.
It's a preview. We've seen that preview on a smaller preview. Magic, get off the blimmin' cable.
He's being huge. Yes, you are. Yes. Yeah. He's licking my hand.
Will you shut up?
Stop getting jealous now.
She's
sniffing his willy.
Isabella wants a drink. Did you make her a drink?
Do I have to?
That would be good.
I'll get up in a minute, Isabella.
Right, so, that's about it. I was going to talk about eBay, but I sold the item that I was trying to sell. Did I say last week? Did you hear the show last week?
Did you sell it? The K9?
Yeah, I sold that to some bloke. What it was, right, I tried, and I did mention it on last week's show.
Wolfie listens to the podcast.
Will you be quiet? I don't care. He was rude.
That's rude.
I mentioned on last week's show that what I meant to do was click on the send it on the very cheapest, you know, transportation method to America, where he is. And I did click on it, but because my computer's so slow, it selected the one underneath, which was airmail. And then when I went down to the post office, the amount that was allowed on the Facebook eBay thing was equivalent to $21 less than the amount that it was actually going to cost to send it. So when I sent it, I actually made a profit of about £2. But I just sent him a message saying, would he like it faster, you know, passage? Because it was 6 weeks by ship or 2 weeks by airmail. And I didn't realise that it said airmail anyway. So he got all uppity and was sending me these rude messages back and rather upset me. And, you know, the way you don't need to be rude, do you? And then before I'd even sent it, he did a negative feedback thing on eBay.
What did he say?
And I'd already put a positive one for him.
What did he say? What was the
feedback? About me trying to get $21 out of him. You know, and by then I couldn't. All I could do was reply to what he said on eBay, but not actually. And change my message from positive to negative, because obviously he didn't deserve positive feedback for the rudeness he'd demonstrated. So I did tell him in a message that I will be mentioning it on the podcast about rude people on eBay. So if any listeners, if you've had any experiences with rude people on eBay, be let me know. It was just rude, just unnecessarily rude. But there you go.
I think people can be a bit too quick to jump to, you know, saying something.
Yeah.
Before you know,
well, you ask the question first. Before you, if you get a sort of initial idea that something's going on, you say, "Oh, you ask them, is this the case?" If they then say, "Yes, that's I'm trying to get this money out of you for my own benefit," then you jump. But he went straight into that opinion and posted that on eBay, and you know, there was no need for it. You know. So just. A nasty, nasty man, basically.
Well, if it was your name and shame, this guy. Name and shame! I hate that in assembly days. This is name and shame in assembly.
Is there really?
Yeah.
That sounds quite interesting.
Name and shame!
Who's named and shamed you then, Alicia?
No one. It's just hate. It's kind of... Well, it's funny when like naughty people get named and shamed. Because usually they go... The teachers go, I'm not going to say their name. And it's like, ah, you just said their name. Like Claire got in trouble once. He went, I'm not going to mention her name. Claire bad, but I'm not going to mention her name.
And now you've mentioned her name to the world.
We're down.
And the other thing, do you always have to fiddle with stuff while talking? Can't you just...
I'm interested.
She does.
Put the Rapunzel tower down and... I'm starting to get one of those tense, nervous headaches now. I know that Anakin isn't going to solve the problem.
Anakin? Who's Anakin?
Shut up. Oh, we've lost someone.
We're a bit hanging.
Lost both of them. Oh, he's back now.
Good morning.
Hello. Hang on, I think he's back online. He is, yeah.
There he is.
Yeah, I can't answer. I clicked on answer, so it should know. Hey!
Hey, what happened there?
My internet connection went...
Ah.
Right, so anyway, coming to the bit where I was going to name and shame this chap. It's all Alicia's
name thing. And shame!
Alicia won't shame him, so...
Let's play name and shame!
I have this tendency to do what I'm told when it comes to female members of the family.
Well, I'm just going to say something. Does this guy listen to the podcast?
I don't care if he listens to it. I hope he does, because then he'll get that. His name was Roger Garman. Roger Garman.
Shame. Name and shame.
No, I don't know. What's wrong with people?
In the United States. WV, apparently. Mm. What's WV in the United States?
West Virginia.
Are they all
West
really,
Virginia.
Are they generally quite rude in West Virginia?
I don't know.
Well, I hope not. So there you go, I've named and shamed him, Alicia.
New York.
That's all I'm going to do on eBay this week. Right. We're going to finish off. Shut up! I'm going to fish off.
That is rude.
But you are rude, singing and talking over people.
That's rude.
News.
Oh dear.
Via that marvellous app.
Your iPhone.
Doctor Who News. Oh.
Hello?
And what did they have to say?
Oh, there.
Yeah.
So your Alicia fidgeting disconnected the earphone socket, so I didn't hear what you said anyway. Yes, as we said, Sarah Jane Adventures trailer for the forthcoming episodes is apparently available.
Any date?
Doctor Who.
Any date?
Site news. I think it's available.
Oh, where is this trailer? Where's this trailer? I haven't seen one.
Oh, hang on. Let's have a look. It says, brief trailer has started to air on CBBC, so it's on CBBC now, so maybe
channel.
You do search on the BBC Sarah Jane website, it might be available on there, perhaps, I don't know.
My girls are really looking forward to the rest of Sarah Jane.
Yeah, me too. Not much of it, unfortunately, but yes, I'm looking. Are you looking forward to the rest of Sarah Jane, Alicia?
I'm interested to see what they do at the end.
Can you? Is that
yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see what they do at the end as well. It's a very good point. But you're not particularly interested in the episodes, then?
Yes.
You are? Good, that's all right.
Just
that's,
to see Luke. I love Luke. He's so fit.
Day of the Daleks is coming.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that one.
So am I. They've done it with Ian Briggs. Nicholas Briggs doing the Dalek voices. And some new special effects, etc. So that looks really good and really excited about what they've done with that.
I'm not.
Oh, well. You might want to watch it because it's apparent that they've modernised it, so you might actually quite enjoy it.
Well, you watch it first. But
cool. Yeah, I knew it would be quite difficult to get you to watch anything classical.
You know your Amelia?
Yeah.
Why is it there?
Because it keeps falling off the fire.
Well, I think it should be displayed, personally.
Shush. Character building TARDIS console is coming out. This looks fantastic. You get four characters with this particular set. The Doctor, Amy, River and Rory. So, I bet it'd be quite expensive.
Let's see a picture.
Shush. Kirby is talking. Sorry, Kirby.
I said, isn't he dead? No, never mind.
Well, apparently, even he said, he made a comment in this week's episode about being dead again.
Yeah, I like
Yes.
Obviously, Moffat knew that was going to be coming somewhere along the line. The people are going to go on and on about him dying all the time. But then the doctor's died more times than Rory now. Yes, yeah, so if you go on the Who News thing, there is a link to this character building thing, and it's, yeah, Alicia. It's a little box, but I think it's going to be quite expensive.
That was up the Doctor Experience.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Well, I didn't see it there, I've only just released it.
Well,
why? Hooverville in Derby has finished, apparently. And I missed it again. Oh, what the blimmin' heck. Who's gone now?
I don't know. Nobody.
Somehow we were on...
there was a... Boom,
it was me. It was me. Somehow we were on twice.
Oh, twice. I don't mind having you on twice.
Yeah, you had me on the call, and I was on hold, and I ended that particular call.
If you look at our Wikipedia page, there is somebody has written a comment about the shortfalls of Skype and this podcast. So
hold on. We have a Wikipedia page.
Yes, we do.
Remove it, because somebody might look at it at school, because we do that game. We do a game at school. It will be Wikipedia, where we click on links to get to a certain thing. It's really weird. What if someone goes Doctor Who, and then the Doctor Donny Megabyte podcast come on, they click on it and my name's on it, what are they going to do?
What if they just go Wikipedia, God. Alicia Pearson, and it'll come up, so no.
Wait, can I do that?
I've got a facility to actually delete it anyway, because you can't write the pages yourself.
Who wrote a page?
I don't know, some chap in Australia. She wants some milk. Did you make her a drink half an hour ago?
No, I didn't. Do you want a milkshake?
No, she doesn't. Milk.
Milkshake?
Yeah. No! Right, Fraser Hines. There's going to be a Fraser Hines character doll type thing coming out.
Ooh.
In the character of Jamie. About time too, I say.
Cool.
You going to get it?
Eh? Yeah, of course I will, yeah, when it comes out. Australian ratings for Let's Kill Hitler. 750,000 or something like that.
That's just not too bad.
Just imagine, Robert, if you and Reese hadn't been watching it, that would be 759,998.
No.
Well, do you know, over here...
I smell poo.
The rating...
Oh, my God, a Sammy pooed. Oh, my God.
The real top rating does get about, say, 1 to 2 million.
Don't walk around... Sorry, we've got an emergency here. That one of the dogs has released a very suspicious smell. And... The trouble is, when it's happened, you know not to walk around particularly strongly. And Alicia stomps around the place, and it could be disastrous.
Oh.
Right, okay, I'll let her investigate that one. Yeah, so we were talking about the Australian ratings. Yeah, 792,000. And I hear that I was reading some blurb, actually, on the Who Is The Man podcast. Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Are you now an official member of the Who Is The Man podcast?
Shut up,
Alicia!
Well, do you know, I tell you, I was on the internet last Friday. Just
you're always
messages.
On the internet.
I know. A bit like you, Kirby.
Yeah.
But I just got a message from Reese, which was from the night before, and he said, would you be available to help me with the podcast? I said, all right. And he said, right now? And I said, oh, give me a little bit, because I was in the middle of cleaning up. And so I ended up sort of with him last Friday.
Cool. Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
Well,
yeah.
I'm a bit behind on Who Is A Man. I have got them on my iPod ready to play. But now Alicia's back at dancing, etc., I will have time to listen to a few podcasts that I'm a bit behind on. So I look forward to listening to that one.
Thank you.
So there you go, listeners. Yeah. Listen to... Which episode is it of Who Is A Man that you're on, Robert?
I think 29.
Listen to episode 29, and all the other ones, of course, but mainly episode 29 of the Who Is A Man podcast. You can hear Robert on full form.
And do you know what? It's funny because that's one of his longer episodes, too.
Happened when I was on James Wright's Unearthly Child podcast. His podcast usually about 20, 25 minutes. When I was on it, it was nearly an hour.
And do you know... I was just looking at that Wikipedia page about the 20 megabyte podcast, and yes. It says it regularly hovers around the 80 megabyte mark, giving the listener between 1.5 to 2 hours of audio entertainment.
I love the trade description saying the word entertainment there.
Yeah.
Never mind, I can't do much about that. But I'm going to finish on news-wise. The character building series 2 sets are just about to be released. I'm waiting for mine to come, or five bags to come through from play.com. But the characters that they have released that are the really rare ones, the Roman Rory, apparently there's only 250 of those, a Hologram Silent, 500 of those, Amy Pond Pirate, 250 of those. Arrgh. And the Doctor in a straight jacket and a beard. They haven't mentioned the beard, but I've seen the character. In a straight jacket and beard, there's 100 of those. And a River Song and a blue coat, there's 500 of those. But there are other. There's another Rory, non-Roman Rory, which comes in that box, as I told you, the TARDIS console set. And I don't think you can get those, actually, as characters in the normal range of character-building toys, and I think these are really good because they're quite cheap, and they're quite endearing the way they've actually designed these little characters.
Yeah.
£2 at a time, and it's quite good fun opening up the bags and not knowing quite what you've got. So I think that will about. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Kirby? I know we haven't actually given you much of a platform today because certain people have been interrupting you.
Well, how long have you been talking before I happened to wake up?
about an hour, wasn't it, Robert?
I've got a total of 1 hour 45 minutes, but that was because...
Did I mess up the getting up? I'm off work today.
No. What happened was Ben texted me and said, when can we start recording? Oh, because his daughter wanted to go and play tennis. So I just started recording at 10, and Robert got roped in by accident.
I got called accidentally.
Ben sort of just roped him
by
into
Ben.
It. They were there when I started.
I could have gotten up earlier. I could have gotten up earlier.
Star's
people
to
had told me.
Yes, Star? Yeah, what? What?
What?
What? What's the matter? Don't know what she's on about. So that's it then, lads. Unless there's anything else that's happened this week, news-wise?
Well, last night I watched Planet of the Spiders with my geek daughter.
Yes, and
how she loved it.
Oh, good, because that's one of my favourite stories. What do you think of Planet of the Spiders? Not you, Star. Yeah, carry on, Kirby, sorry.
Yeah, she loved it. I mean, we went in, she was going, oh, I don't know if I want to watch this one. Mm. And we watched the first episode, and then she went back to the episode selection then. Clicked on episode 2, and we just kept going, and I was very happy when she kept clicking on extra episodes, and it was great.
That's
it's one of my all-time favourites, Planet of Spiders.
The
only thing
also,
that I like about it, Kirby, is that there's a long...
Chase.
I think it's episode 5 to 6, sorry?
No, it's episode 2.
Episode 2 is the chase.
Oh, no, that's fine. No, the bit I don't like is the long callback. They do it is the chase, isn't it? When they go and replay the whole chase again or something at the beginning of the next episode. There's one really long callback.
At the end of episode 6, at the start of episode 6, they had the long recap, didn't they? Because they added bits in that they didn't show at the end.
Yeah, but that didn't matter. That was better because they'd never done that before since. Added bits
in. It didn't matter.
Mm, but that was good. That was okay.
And the other nice thing about yesterday is that I had a friend drop by my house and he gave me a
sonic
sonic screwdriver.
Lucky you.
Have you made her a drink yet?
Who gave her sonic?
I saw the photo.
A friend, if you listen.
Well, oh my god. Oh my god.
What?
It's the first day I'm actually inside for the holidays. I'm always out. This is, oh my god, this is just, oh my god. That is just bad.
Would you like to continue with what you were saying, Kirby? I got up to the bit where a friend dropped around and gave you a sonic screwdriver. I mean, that must be a particularly good friend of yours.
Yes.
Even more so now.
I got his son into watching Doctor Who, and he was very grateful and decided.
Excellent. So,
actually, I started him on Sarah Jane Adventures, and it went from there. Now he's pretty much the Doctor Who geek at his high school.
Excellent.
Well,
unfortunately, he doesn't go to the same high school as my two older daughters, but oh well.
They have high school, but we have what's all at school now? We have colleges, don't we?
What?
On the island now, just shut up.
What?
I can't get my selector to work. My iPhone's playing up big time.
I hear birds.
That's my birds.
I hear birds on the other side of the
world. Yeah, that's my birds.
It's like a menagerie, isn't it? We've got Magic Star, your birds, Alicia.
And family.
I've got a cat on the other side of my bedroom door here.
You ought to get it on, and then some sort of competition for Tony Gannon.
I should get my cats too.
Yes, Isabella.
Cat.
Isabella's just collapsed on the floor because she's so thirsty, and she's been waiting for a drink for about an hour and a half.
Hey, James. Do you want to say hello?
James is here.
He didn't want to say hello, though.
Tell him Alicia's here.
What Alicia's there. James?
What is it? Who is it?
James.
Who's James?
Robert's
my son.
Oh.
It's a year older than you.
Oh.
I've got my Sonic working.
Isabella, look at Isabella's face. Look at Isabella's face. Look at it.
She's got a really, really thirsty expression on her face.
No, she's got a pout on. An angry pout.
This is my...
Alicia?
Yes?
I've heard the iPhone 5 is on the way, by the way.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
She's not getting one.
I am getting one, if you like it or not.
So Isabella's now operating a sonic screwdriver, which has no sound effect. It lights up, so I'm just adding the sound effects of my iPhone app.
Do it then. What's that supposed to do, Isabella?
It's supposed to make you get her a blooming drink. Right. Shall we call that it?
She's poking a light up my nose.
Good girl, right. Thank you for joining us for the 20 megabyte podcast this week. Oh, are they still
the
there?
20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Yes.
Sorry,
not
any...
Any...
Oh,
sorry,
only.
Oh, reverting back.
Okay, the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Isabella's doing a dentist. Look, ready, look, watch.
A dentist.
Have you been drinking enough? You can't speak with that.
Isabella, have you been drinking enough?
I have.
You have been drinking enough?
Drinking enough what?
If I'm a dentist.
If you'd like to send in your feedback to this podcast, and obviously you don't because you only ever get it from Robert and Ian, you can do so by sending me an email.
How many listeners do we actually have?
Enough. It's 20mb.feedback@gmail.com. It's 20mb. No, I got it wrong now. Stop sidetracking. 20mb.feedback@gmail.com. And you can join our Facebook group, 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast. And you can add me on Twitter at Sir Adam at 20mb Podcast. And Kirby, it's TV Kirby. And Robert. Oh, what's yours, Robert?
Boris 70 Redbox.
Obvious. Alicia is Alicia _ Mel. She doesn't go on Twitter, so it's a complete waste of time. And you can also add me as a friend on Facebook.
You can follow me on Tumblr. Because Tumblr's amazing. You need to get Tumblr.
No, I don't. I've got my pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, see, he said it's pretty cool. Tumblr. Okay. Love it.
I'm actually trying to win the podcast here. I don't take so long to be me in there. I've got a cold pizza to tip into the bin.
Excuse me.
What?
You eat that because the light's
cold.
Do you want me to heat it up in the microwave then?
No, you can't reheat it.
I'm going to reheat it. Yeah, no, I'm going to reheat it, alright? Okay, so don't complain.
No, I'll eat it cold. I used to eat it cold and I used to wait for you outside your ballet lessons. So anyway, thanks for that. Shush! Shush!
Okay, as well, say ah.
Well, can you go and say ah in the other room, please? Can you go and say ah in the other room? So let's just finish the show. Thank you for joining us, Kirby and Robert and Ben.
Thank you.
And hope you aren't too traumatised by the experience. Because I feel pretty traumatised. And I hope Pordy hasn't found this episode too confusing. Because if I found it confusing...
I found it confusing.
Until next week, when Alicia will be back at school.
You must
goodbye!
Say goodbye,
see ya.
Bye!
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 At some point, you're going to have to stop recording. Now, stop it. No, just be quiet. Say goodbye, be quiet, and then for about five seconds...
Ready, 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 one. Bye!
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 Bye.
Bye.
I stopped recording before we did all that.
So, the girls have just watched... What's it called again?
Doctor Who!
No, the episode.
Doctor Who.
What's it called, Alicia? What was the episode called?
Of Doctor Who.
Night Terrors. So, what did you think of it, Isabella?
Good.
You shook your head and went good.
Yeah, but I did not like Amy the doll when they touched the man and Amy. Because they turned into a doll.
But you didn't find it scary until, apart from that bit?
I did.
What other bits were scary then?
The dolls.
Just the dolls? None of the other bits?
I was...
You didn't find the doll scary until it turned into Amy.
I was scared of the cupboard I was.
Oh, when, great. She's going to be sleeping.
And
much, right?
When the doctor and the man flowed in the cupboard.
If she has got a cupboard, it's right next to her bed.
The doctor and the man what?
Flowed into the cupboard.
How did they do that?
When the doctor opened the door.
Alright. Was that scary then? So how come when you were watching, I said to you all the time, has anything scary happened yet? And you said no.
Yeah, it was now.
You're deciding it is scary now. So, do any bits you liked? Any good bits in it?
Yeah.
What was a good bit then?
When the man had a cuddle with his kid.
Yeah. That's the good bit, is it? Right.
But I didn't like the bit when the dolls grabbed the boy.
You didn't like that bit? Well, nothing happened.
But now then he grabbed him safe.
Right, okay.
That's the end of mine.
Is that okay? Thank you, Isabella.
Please, Daddy, can
you? So you thought it was a really, really... Is that the scariest Doctor Who episode you've ever seen?
Mm-hmm. Are you going to sleep? Are you going to get nightmares?
No. Alicia, what did you think of it? Because obviously that's first.
I liked it.
You liked it?
Yes.
Is that it then? So that's just it, you liked it. That's just it. That's your sort of synopsis of the whole thing, is it? I've got all those sentences out of Isabella, and all I get out of you is, I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it.
Dad?
Yes?
Please,
do you want to watch it again, Isabella? Sorry?
No.
Someone's scared her. You can sleep with us, alright.
She may surprise you. So, thank you. So, you thought it was really scary. Is that the scariest Doctor Who ever, Alicia?
No.
What's the scariest Doctor Who ever?
Empty.
Yeah?
Gas mask one.
Empty child, yeah. Yes. And Doctor Dances. Don't do that. Why is it? Whenever I'm talking to you, you'll have to bang something or touch something or fiddle with something. So, would you say that didn't scare you whatsoever?
Yes.
And an empty child and Doctor Dances still scares you?
Yes.
Well, there you go. You heard it here, listeners. And that was the girls' views on... What's the story called again? Night Terrors. Are you going to have any night terrors tonight, Isabella? Mm-hmm. You are.
Oh, you're clever, aren't you? You can deal with it tonight. I'm telling Mum about this.
Yeah, you would do, because you like me and your mum arguing, don't you?
No, but look, you're scared right now.
So you think you're going to be scared? So you know, if we don't watch any, what if we watch loads of other telly today? Probably forget about it, won't you?
I don't know what I can watch.
Okay, well, I'm sure you will do. Thank you, girls. Thank you, listeners. See you next week. Bye. The 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast is an APV services production and is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance.
Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.